兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
感谢主，我们一同来赞美敬拜我们的神。
Praise the Lord that we can worship together.
今天我们要分享的经文呢，是记载在罗马书的第一章十八到二十七节的经文。
The scriptures we're going to share with you is from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 18 to 27.
那我们分享的题目呢，是神的愤怒。
The subject is the God's wrath.
那我先来用中文来读，然后请弟兄用英文来读。罗马书一章十八节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能看见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。所以神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远，阿们。因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受这枉为当得的报应。
From verse 18, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all of the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish heart were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal man being, mortal human being, and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful nature of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，你在创立世界以前就先爱了我们，甚至在我们还做着罪人的时候，你就先爱了我们。你已经将基督赐给我们原本这些不配的罪人，使我们因着基督的救恩，我们可以得着永不朽坏的生命。我们向你献上感恩和赞美。我们求主祝福以下的正道的时间，我们来仰望你自己的话语，因为你的话语有力量，你的话语有恩典，你的话语就是我们生命的粮。我们求主的圣灵充满我们，让我们能明白主你自己话语当中的奇妙， 借着主你自己的话语，让我们的生命得成长、得更新、得改变，使我们在知道自身的真道上能够扎根，并且向上结果，叫看见的人将颂赞和荣耀归给你。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。感谢主啊！这个我们今天来到罗马书的一章的十八到二十七节的经文。
Thanks to God that we have already moved on to the book of Romans chapter 1 from verse 18.
那我们上一次所分享的经文呢，是在第一章中的引言当中的最后一部分，十六和十七节的经文。
Last time we shared about the last part of the the introduction of the first chapter of Romans, which is Paul's most prominent message.
保罗在整个罗马书的一个引言的信息当中呢，他最重要的突出呢是福音的信息。
The most important message Paul want to pass on is the gospel.
在十六节当中呢，他说福音本是神的大能。
In verse 16, Paul said, "Gospel is the power of God."
那保罗讲完这部分信息以后呢，保罗的这个心这个焦点呢是在神的愤怒上面。
Paul was focusing on God's wrath.
因为呢，人的罪呢，使神的愤怒呢显明在这些不虔和不义人的身上。
Because the God's wrath is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and the wickedness people.
我们要知道，这个耶稣在十字架上，他是显出了神公义的愤怒。
We need to know Jesus died on the cross. Reveal God's wrath for justice.
那另一方面呢，耶稣在十字架上，他也显出了神的爱。
On the other side, it also reveals the love of God.
那我们今天在传讲神的爱的时候呢，我们先必须要认识神公义的愤怒。
When we preach the love of God, we must also know God's divine wrath, which demonstrates His love for sinners on the cross.
因为神的爱对于罪人是显明在十字架上的。
For his love demonstrated on the cross for the sinners.
没有神公义的愤怒，根本没有办法认识什么是真正神的爱。
Without the wrath of God, we cannot truly understand the love of God.
因为其他的所谓宗教，他也要人来行出爱的行为。
Other worldly religions also talk about have the concept of love.
那么其他的宗教的爱与我们所讲的爱有什么区别呢？
About what are the differences between the love of God and what they are talking about in other religions?
这最大的区别就是耶稣基督在十字架上，他满足了神的公义，这是最大的区别。
The biggest difference is the Christ Jesus died on the cross and satisfied the divine justice of God.
所以我们今天讲神的爱之前，必定要先认识神的公义。
So whenever we talk about the love of God, we must know that the righteousness of God.
而神的公义是对一切的罪做出必然的反应，那就是神的愤怒。
God is righteous and just toward all sins. That is the wrath of God.
福音是一面一体两面的，一面是神公义的愤怒，一面是神的爱。
The gospel has two sides. One is God's wrath and the other is God's love.
所以传福音的时候，不是要让人感觉舒服，去讨人的喜欢，而是要让人看见人自己的罪。
So when we preach gospel, we don't want to make people feel comfortable and please them, but you want them to see that we are sinners. They are sinners.
因为要让他们看见自己是那样的无药可救，才能够体会到神的爱。
Let them see that there's no way to be saved, so that they can.Experience the love of God.
如果我们今天在传讲福音的时候，不去讲人的罪，不讲神公义的愤怒，那不是全备的福音。
If we talk about the gospel, we don't talk about God's wrath. It is not the fullness of gospel.
所以弟兄姐妹，让人知道神的愤怒是福音的开始。
So brothers and sisters, let people know God's wrath is the beginning of the gospel.
也是传讲恩典的一个准备。
It is also a preparation for preaching God's grace.
人如果不了解神的愤怒呢，他们怎么会理解神的恩典呢？
Uh, How could someone understand God's grace without knowing God's wrath?
如果人不了解自己的罪，就不了解神的一个愤怒。人怎样了解神的宽恕呢？
How could the person understand the forgiveness without knowing his own sins?
所以福音一方面是体现了神公义的愤怒，一方面是又是体现了神的爱。
So the gospel shows God's wrath together with his love.
我们常常唱赞美诗的时候呢，我们喜欢唱啊那些神是爱，神的爱是永不改变的，是不是？
We all love to sing praises to God such as God is love and his love never changes.
那既然神的公义的愤怒它是福音的另外一面啊，我们是不是应该回忆一下我们最近一段时间什么时候唱过神的愤怒？
So if talking about God's wrath, when did we ever sing praises about God's divine wrath?
我们应该想不起来吧。
Probably we can't think of any.
原因是我们不喜欢神的愤怒。
That's because we don't like God's wrath.
但我要告诉大家，神是发怒的神。
But I need to let everybody know that God is an angry God.
我们常常说神就是爱，是的，这是神的一个属性。
We always say God is love. Yes, it is his divine attribute.
神永远是爱。
God is always love.
但是对一个罪人 来说，先要知道什么是神的愤怒，这是次序的关系。
But for a sinner, he needs to know God's wrath first. This is the particular order.
否则人不会珍惜神的爱。
Otherwise, he will not cherish God's love.
我们打开圣经查一下关于神愤怒的时候，我们会吓一跳。
We will be surprised to see many places in the Bible when we open up talk about God's wrath.
圣经中有很多地方他直接提到发怒的神。
There are many places talk about God is an angry God.
比如说这些经文。诗篇第七篇十一节，神是公义的审判者，又是天天向恶人发怒的神。
For example, Psalm 7:11, God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day.
神为什么要天天发怒呢？
Why is he angry every day?
因为神的属性，他决定了他不能使有罪的变为无罪。
Because of his attributes,He does not leave the guilty unpunished.
神因为人的罪而在那里天天发怒。
God is angry because of people sinning against him.
所以今天我们要借着这段经文呢，我们来分享四个显明。
So today we're going to share the four revealed.
借着这个四个显明呢，来显出神对罪人的一个愤怒。
From these four revealed to show God's wrath.Towards sinners.
那么第一个我们要分享神显明在人的心里面。
The first one we are going to share is God is being revealed in human hearts.
神显明在所造之物当中。
The second one is God is revealed in his creation.
神显明人的虚妄。
God revealed the vanity of man.
第四个神显明对人的任凭。
The fourth one, God reveals his abandonment of man.
我们先来看这个第一点，神显明在人的心里面。
Let's look at the first point. God is revealed in human heart.
我们先来看十八节经文。
Let's look at verse 18.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不且不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
Verse 18 says, "The wrath of God is being revealed from the heaven against all the godlessness and the wickedness of people."Who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
那这一节经文呢，在这个原文的希腊文的这个时态当中呢，是神一直持续不断的从天上显明对那些不虔不义的人的发怒。
The tense of this verse in the original Greek is that the constant wrath of God is being revealed from heaven even till this moment.
就是我们在说话之间，现在仍然是对着那些不虔不义的人在发怒。
Even till this moment, God's wrath is still toward those sinners.
神正在发怒，这听起来是不是这个福音的起点很糟糕？
Isn't this awful to begin preaching gospel by saying God is angry now?
因为人真的不愿意听到神发怒这几个字。
Just because people don't like to hear the word wrath.
不是说福音是好消息吗？
Doesn't gospel mean good news?
神的愤怒不是坏消息吗？
Isn't God's wrath means bad news?
弟兄姐妹，我们要想一想。
Brothers and sisters, think about it.
坏消息必须在好消息来之前，这个次序它是不能变的。
The bad news comes before the good news. This order cannot be changed.
这有点像这个去看医生，医生对你说，你的身体经过检查以后呢，我有一个坏消息告诉你，因为你得了一个要命的一个癌症。
Just like you go to see a doctor and doctor says, said to you, after careful examination, I have a bad news for you.
世界上呢，有很多人因着这个癌症呢死去了。但我有一个好消息告诉你，我已经找到了治疗的办法。
You got deadly cancer, and many people died because of this cancer. But I have good news, is that I have found a cure.
你可以被医治，并且能够恢复健康。
You will be healed and back to healthy.
这是不是一个坏消息以后有一个好消息呢？
Isn't this the bad news followed by good news?
弟兄姐妹。如果没有坏消息，这个好消息是没有意义的。
Brothers and sisters, the good news is meaningless without the bad news.
所以必须听到坏消息，好消息才变得有意义。
After you heard the bad news, then the good news become meaningful.
现在的坏消息是神的愤怒，好消息是神的爱。
Now the bad news is God's wrath, and the good news is the love of God.
但人必须首先知道这个坏消息开始，他才能真正珍惜神的好消息。
But man must begin with the bad news, then he can cherish the good news.
那第十八节这里说，从天上显明在一切不浅不义的人身上。那这些不浅不义的人是哪些人呢？
Verse 18 says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all those godlessness people. Who are these people?
那十八节的经文呢，他自己解释了不浅不义的这个人，就是那些阻挡真理的人。
Verse 18, the second part of the verse 18, tells us who suppress the truth by their weakness.
那中文的这一翻译呢，是阻挡，其实它原文的意思呢，就是压制的意思。
The original meaning is to overwhelm or subdue.
那么这些人呢，是把福音真理呢。是极力的用自己的能力呢，是压住他。
Meaning these people trying their best to subdue the truth of gospel with their own power.
那不仅仅是自己不愿意去认识真理，还不愿意其他人去知道去认识。
And not willing to let other people to know it.
那这样的人呢，其实在这个所谓其他的宗教里面是非常普遍的一种现象。
Such people are very common in some other so-called religions.
那好几年前呢，我遇见过一个日本人。
Many years ago, I met a Japanese.
那我劝他这个要信耶稣，他说他不能信。
I told her about Jesus. She said she couldn't believe.
因为当他的家人知道以后呢，他们会聚在一起，他们的家人会聚在一起，宣布他不属于这个家里面的人。
Why she couldn't believe? Because if her family members found out, they would get together and announce the news.
因为他们的家里面的人呢，是信日本自己的一个神道。
But the family would announce that she was no longer part of the family. Her family believed the Japanese Shinto.
日本人自己创造的神的。
The Japanese God, the God created by Japanese.
所以我们看见人里面有一种力量，就是对神呢是不浅和不义的。
Therefore, we see there is a power within people that is ungodly and unrighteous toward God.
但十九节的经文告诉我们什么？
What did God tell us in verse 19?
神的事情人能所知道的，原显明在人心里的。
Since what may be known about God is plain to them.Because God has made it plain to them.
因为神已经给他们显明，虽然人故意扭曲真实的一个神的这个存在，但是呢，人是知道神的。
although people deliberately distort the fact of God's existence, they still know God.
这里的经文呢，非常清楚地告诉我们，原显明在人的心里面。换句话说，圣经已经非常清楚地告诉我们，人里面是知道神的。
The scripture tells us very clearly, man knows God from himself.
在这个撒母耳记这个第四章那里记载了以色列人呢与非利士人打仗。
In 1 Samuel chapter 4, it is recorded that Israelites fought with the Philistines.
那以色列人呢在打仗的时候呢就把神的约柜呢也抬了出来。
The Israelites carried the Ark of, Lord, of God to the battle.
那结果呢这个非利士人呢打败了以色列人。
And the Israelites were defeated by Philistines.
那并且呢他们抢走了以色列人的约柜。
And Philistines captured the Ark.
那约柜呢是预表这个神的同在神的荣耀。
The Ark of the Covenant typifies God's presence and His glory.
当非利士人夺取了这个约柜以后呢他们把神的约柜呢放在他们所拜的大衮庙里面。
After the Philistines had captured the Ark of God, they put it into Dagon's temple.
结果呢第二天非利士人呢看到大衮庙里面的这个大衮偶像呢是面朝地面扑倒在地上。
The next day, the Philistines found out Dagon had fallen on his face on the ground.
那么第二天呢这个非利士人呢是又发现这个大衮的这个偶像的头和手呢都断掉了。
The following day, they found out Dagon's head and hands had been broken off.
那么然后圣经告诉我们后来呢非利士人呢他们就不敢进大衮庙了。
The scripture told us the Philistines would not enter Dagon's temple by stepping on the threshold anymore.
那么当时的这个非利士人呢他们就把以色列神的约柜呢是运到了加特。
They moved the Ark of God to Gath.
但是事情没有到这里就结束了。
But that's not the end yet.
当这个约柜这个运到以后呢圣经告诉我们耶和华的手呢是攻击那城了。
The Bible told us, After they had moved it, the Lord's hand was against that city.
使那个城里的人呢大大小小惊慌那么无论大小呢他们都生了痔疮那于是呢非利士人呢决定要把以色列的神的约柜呢交还给以色列人。
God threw it into a great panic. He afflicted the people of the city, both young and old, with an outbreak of tumors. So Philistine decided to return the Ark of God of Israel back to Israelites.
并且呢要赔上赔罪的礼物。
And also send it back with gift.
他们怎么说呢他们说应当献什么献上赔罪的礼物呢他们回答说照非利士人的这个数目用五个金痔疮五个金老鼠因为在你们众人和众首领身上都是一样的灾。
The Philistines ask,What guilt offering should we send to them? They replied, five gold tumors and five gold rats, according to the number of the Philistine rulers, because the same plague has struck both you and your rulers.
弟兄姐妹，这个赔罪是什么意思呢？
Brothers and sisters, what does a guilt offering mean?
就是我们今天讲的认罪悔改。
It is to confess and repent.
在这个故事当中我们看到这一群非利士人他们是根本不信神的。
We can see those Philistines didn't believe God.
但是我们再回到这个经文当中十九节怎么讲他说神的事情人能所知道的原显明在人心里面。
The verse 19 says, Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them.
因为神已经显明在他们里面了。
Because God has made it plain to them already.
神借着各样的事情让这些不信的非利士人呢知道这是神。
God let these Philistines know he is God.
他们在那里认罪悔改了以后呢他们才敢把以色列神的约柜呢送回以色列。
Only after their repentance, they would dare to return the Ark of God back to Israel.
弟兄姐妹再说一遍这是一群不信的人。
Brothers and sisters, again, this is a group of unbelievers.
他们起码，但是他们起码知道造天地的主，造天地的神是轻慢不得的。
Yet they all have the basic understanding of God who created heaven and earth will not be mocked.
要恭敬在神面前是认罪悔改。
Confess and repent before God.
这十九节的经文当中提到神的事情人所能知道的原显显明在这个人的心里面了。
Verse 19 mentioned what may be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them.
这个显明的原文是过去式。
The reveal means it's the past tense.
是已经在人的心里面了。
Means it is already there.
所以当一个人不顺利的时候，身体有疾病的时候，往往第一时间会在想，我是不是哪里惹怒了神的怒气。
So when a person is not doing very well or has physical illness, the first thing he would often think about is whether I have sinned and provoked God's anger.
为什么人会有这种感受？
Why do people feel this way?
因为人知道神是公义的。
Because they know that God is righteous.
我们可以从旧约的这个圣经当中，我们看到很多关于神的愤怒。
We can see lots of God's wrath from the Old Testament.
神用洪水毁灭了地上悖逆的人，只留了挪亚一家，这个八口人得救。
God used flood to destroy the rebellious people on earth, and only Noah's family of eight were saved.
神毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉。
God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为圣经告诉我们，这两个城市里面的人是这个罪孽深重。
Because the Bible tells us that the sins of the people in these two cities were very great.
神用石灾攻击埃及人，因为法老的心刚硬。
God struck the Egyptians with 10 plagues because Pharaoh's heart was hardened.
在新约也是这样，人。
It's the same in the New Testament.
是约翰福音三章三十六节，信子的人有永生。不信的人得不得永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 36 says, Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them.
所以我们要知道神的怒气是向谁发作的。
Therefore, we need to know against whom God's wrath is directed to.
是那些不敬虔和不义的人。
It's against those who are godlessness and wickedness.
唯一不要让神的怒气临到的就是早日接受耶稣基督为我们的救主和生命的主。
The only way to avoid God's wrath is to accept the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹，我们虽然是有基督的宝血遮盖，但是不要因着这样的一个犯罪，因着人故意去犯罪。
I hope our brothers and sisters in Christ will not sin intentionally even though we are covered by the precious blood of Christ.
因为人故意犯罪就是把基督再次要钉上十字架。
Because people sin intentionally is to crucify Jesus again.
我们常常需要在神面前我们检查我们自己有没有亏欠的地方，以至于我们可以在这末世的时代做盐做光。
We ought to often examine ourselves before God so that we can be salt and the light for the Lord.
我们再看第二点，神显明在所造之物当中。
Let's look at the second point. God is revealed in his creation.
二十节经文，自从造天地以来，神的永能和圣性是明明可知的，虽是眼看不见，眼不能见，但是借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Verse 20 says, For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse.
就是我们用我们的肉眼看见神的创造，我们不能否认神的真实，否认创造主的造物主的一个永能和神性。
That means we can see God's creation with our naked eyes. We can neither deny the reality of God nor his eternal power and divine nature.
如果人否认这些，神就显明神的怒气在这个人的身上。
If anyone denies these things, God's wrath will be on that person.
弟兄姐妹，圣经中神对人启示的方式，他是向人显明神的创造。这是给每一个人的一个普遍启示。
Brothers and sisters, God reveals his creation to us. This is God's general revelation.
就是地上所有的人，无论你是哪一个种族的，无论你是白人、黑人，还是我们中国人，无论你是有学问的、没有学问的，是男是女，都是借着神所造之物，可以知道神的永能和神性。
God's general revelation to everyone, that is to all people on earth, whether you are white, black, or yellow, whether you are knowledgeable or not, men or women, should know God's eternal power and divine nature through his creation.
我们生活在这个地球上面，我们看着这一切被造的，就应该冥冥中知道这是神的作为。
We live on this earth and we see all the created things. We should know that this is God's work.
这是神的能力。
This is God's power.
因为这些被造之物，它证明了神的永能和神性的显现。
Because these created things prove the manifestation of God's eternal power.
人没有任何的借口否认神的作为。
Man has no excuse to deny God's work.
当一个人看见这个大自然，说没有神，这个人是说谎的。
When a person looks at nature and says there's no God, he is a liar.
这个圣经告诉我们说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The Bible says, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hand.
关于宇宙的来源，地球的来源，很多人热衷于大爆炸的一个理论。
Regarding the origin of the universe and the origin of the earth, many people are keen on the Big Bang theory.
但只要稍微想一想就知道，这个大爆炸是炸得这么巧吗？
But as people ponder for a while, we'll know that how is this Big Bang happened so coincidentally?
这个大爆炸以后，这个地球有规律地围绕着太阳转，太阳系的这个恒星都是那么有规律，按照自己的轨道围绕着太阳的旋转。
After the explosion, the Earth revolves around the Sun regularly, and the stars in the solar system revolves around the Sun regularly according to their orbits.
这真的是这个大爆炸的结果吗？
Is this really the result of the Big Bang?
我们小时候都玩过鞭炮。
We've all played with firecrackers when we were children.
这个鞭炮在炸开以后，它里面是它是这个乱七八糟，一片狼藉的。
After the firecrackers explode, it created a mess.
今天这个我来到这个教会参加敬拜。我来到这个教会之前，我必须知道这个教会的地址。
Today I'm going to the church to attend the worship, but before I come, I must know the address of the church.
也必定知道这个教会它的这个建筑呢是有人设计、有人建造好以后这样的一个教会。
I also know the church was designed and built by someone before the church came into being.
那如果有人告诉你这个教会是大爆炸的结果，你会相信吗？
But if someone tells you that this church is the result of the big explosion, would anyone believe it?
弟兄姐妹，万物都是神所创造的。
Brothers and sisters, as we said, everything is created by him.
我们前面讲过这个，根据经文，我们知道整个宇宙都是他创造的。
The entire universe was created by him.
人能知道的实在是非常有限。
What people can know is very limited.
太阳是太阳系里面是最大的天体。
The sun is the largest celestial body in the solar system.
体积大约是地球的130万倍。
With the volume approximately 1.3 million times of the Earth.
地球围绕着太阳公转。
The Earth revolves around the Sun.
而太阳系它围绕着银河系公转。
The solar system revolves around the Milky Way.
太阳是银河系里面一颗很普通的恒星。
The Sun is only a very ordinary star in the Milky Way.
那银河系有多大？
How big is the Milky Way?
银河系里面有超过2000颗的恒星和大量的星云星团。
There are more than 2,000 stars and many star clusters in the Milky Way.
银河系大的我们已经没有办法去这个统计。
The Milky Way is so large that we can hardly describe it.
而银河系又是宇宙当中很小的一部分而已。
And the Milky Way is only a small part of the universe.
弟兄姐妹，我不是在这里做科普的讲座。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not here to give a popular science lecture.
我要告诉大家，这个世界是由神创造的，神是造物的主。
I want to tell everyone that this world was created by God. God is the creator.
我们也是他所创造的。
And we are his works.
当我们面对这样一位造物主的时候，我们心里有没有一个敬畏的心呢？
Do we have a heart of awe within us when we face such a creator?
因为我们的神是可以使无变为有的主。
Because he is the God who can make something out of nothing.
我们来看第三点，神显明人的虚妄。
Let's look at the third point. God reveals the vanity of man.
21节，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Verse 21 says, For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
人的心里面知道这么一位创造的主，是，但是人却不将荣耀归给他。
People know in their hearts that such a huge universe was created by God, but they do not give glory to God or thank God.
也不感谢他。
Nor thank God.
弟兄姐妹，这是人的悖逆。
Brothers and sisters, this is man's rebellion.
我们应该记得，这个耶稣他医治了十个这个大麻风以后，这个只有一个人回来感谢他，其他的都不见了。
We all remember that Jesus healed the 10 lepers.After the healing, only one came back to thank him, and the others disappeared.
我们读过保罗的书信。
When we read about the books Paul wrote,
是提摩太前书五章十八节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
From First Thessalonians 5:8.Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
我们是不是觉得很奇怪？保罗在这里原文当中使用一个命令语气说：“你要凡事感谢神，这是神的旨意。为什么要凡事感谢神
？”Do we find it strange? Paul used a commanding tone, saying that we should give thanks in everything. This is the will of God. Why should we give thanks for everything?
因为圣经告诉我们，凡事都有神的美意，叫爱神的人得益处。
Because the Bible tells us that everything has God's good will and benefit those who love God.
所以保罗是命令弟兄姐妹要感谢神，是因为一个不感谢神的人，在神面前是神发怒的一个对象。
Therefore, Paul commands brothers and sisters to thank God, because a person who does not Thank God is provoking God's wrath.
这里说他们的思念是虚妄的。
Here it talks about their thoughts are become fools.
我们再来看二十二节经文，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
Let's look at the verse 22. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools.
人自己以为聪明，就根本不需要神了。像这样的人，在神的眼中呢，他是个愚妄的，是笨拙的。
People who think they are smart do not need God at all, but such people are foolish in the eyes of God.
保罗曾经在哥罗西书当中提醒过所谓的聪明人。
Paul once reminded the people of smart.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学。和虚妄的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去了。
In Colossians 2:8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of the world rather than on Christ."
理学原文的是。是指的是哲学的意思。
Philosophy is at that time.
在当时这个希腊的文化，它是讲究这个哲学的。
Greek culture was very philosophical.
他们去追求哲学，他们以为是聪明的。
They pursue philosophy thinking it was smart.
但是呢，在这里理学这里面这个哲学呢，在神看来不过是没有价值的东西。
However, here this philosophy was nothing but worthless in the eyes of God.
那今天在北美的教会同样有这种情况。
The same situation exists in North America churches today.
在过去的十几年间，有的教会在学习心理学的一个辅导。
In the past 10 years or so, some churches have been studying psychological counseling.
他们认为除了圣经呢，还是不够的，还需要心理学呢，能够来帮助我们生命的成长。
They think that in addition to the Bible, psychology should also be used to help life grow.
弟兄姐妹，这是要警惕的，因为这是在讨神的怒气。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be careful about this because it provokes God's wrath.
因为教会一旦开展心理学的一个辅导，就是意味着否定全能的主。
Because once a church starts psychological counseling, it means denying God is the Almighty God.
当这些东西进入教会以后，弟兄姐妹，我们需要擦亮眼睛，懂得分辨。
When these things enter a church, brothers and sisters, we must keep our eyes open and know how to discern.
因为这是讨神的怒气。
Because it provokes God's wrath.
我们要请问，保罗、彼得他们是靠心理学来得安慰的吗？
Did Paul and Peter rely on psychology to comfort?
他们是靠着心理学得平安的吗？
Can peace be achieved through psychology?
靠心理学能够来得侍奉的能力吗？
Can they rely on psychology to gain the ability to serve?
我知道我讲这些事情，是有人不喜欢听的。
I know some people won't like to hear what I say.
但是我不是在这里讨人的一个欢喜。
But I'm not here to please people.
我乃是讨神的欢喜。
But to please God.
其实不应该是仅仅我有这个想法。
As a matter of fact, it's not just me who have this idea.
是我们所有的会众都应该是讨神的喜悦的。
All of us should want to please God.
我们应该一同对这些东西，神不喜悦的东西 say no.
We should all say no to these things.
我们再来看这个二十三节经文。
Well, let's look at the verse 23.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
Exchange the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being, and the birds, and the animals, and the reptiles.
人心里是知道神的真实的。
People know in their heart that God is real.
围绕着偶像的崇拜是一个弥天大谎。
The idol worshiping is a big lie.
偶像圣经是如何说的呢？
What the Bible says about the idols?
有耳却不能听，有鼻却不能闻，有手却不能摸，有脚却不能走，有喉咙也不能出声。造他的要和他一样，凡靠他的也都要如此。
They have ears but cannot hear, nose but they cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel.Feet, but cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throat.
最后一句话是神发怒的一个咒诅。
The last sentence is how the God's wrath is coming up.
凡靠他的也要如此。
Those who make them will be like them, and who will, so will all who trust in him.
这就是多少年来我们看到那些拜偶像的国家、民族，他们落到了一个神的一个咒诅当中的。
This is how we see, that many for many years, countries that worship idols have fallen into the curse of God.
这些国家的科技、医疗方方面面都落入到神的一个咒诅当中的。
The technology and medical cares, have fallen into the curse of God.
今天美国如果继续在离弃神的一个道路上狂奔的话，神的怒气必然临到，因为我们的神是公义的神。
If United States continue to run wildly on the road of abandoning God, God's wrath will surely come because our God is righteous God.
这里讲到的不敬虔不义，是人不会将荣耀是 归向神的。那我们基督徒应该是如何的来荣耀神呢？
Here we mention ungodly and wickedness people will not give glory to God. How do we as Christians glorify God?
第一，承认主名。
First is to profess his name.
这里经文说，叫一切天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
承认主名，世人是不会做的事情。他们不会承认耶稣基督的一个主权。
Professing the name of the Lord is something the world will not do.
他们拒绝这样做。我们承认主名，我们就是高举耶稣基督。
They will not acknowledge the sovereignty of Christ.
第二，我们借着我们的生活来荣耀神。
Secondly, we need to glorify God with our lives.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要荣耀神而行。
So whenever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
我们整个人生的一个目标是朝着那个方向设定的。
Our entire goal are set in that direction.
第三是认罪悔改。
Confess our sin.
我们很少讲到认罪悔改是荣耀神的。
We seldom talk about confess and repent.
我们来看这段经文。耶稣亚对亚干说，亚干是犯罪的人，当时我儿，我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华以色列的神，在他面前认罪，将你所做的事告诉我，不要向我隐瞒。
Here Joshua told Achan, says, My son, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and honor him. Tell me what you have done. Do not hide it from me.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们觉得认罪悔改是一件难堪的事情。
Brothers and sisters, we often feel that confessing and repenting are embarrassing things.
但是这里的经文告诉我们说，认罪悔改却是荣耀神的。
But the scripture here tells us that confessing and repenting glorifies God.
是承认神是圣洁公义的主，是承认他赐给我们的救恩。
It is to acknowledge that God is holy and righteous, and to acknowledge the salvation given to us.
第四是赞美神。
The fourth is praise to God.
以感谢献为祭的，献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
Those who sacrifice thank offering honor me, and to the blameless I will show my salvation.
弟兄姐妹，世人是不会这样来感谢神、荣耀神的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, people in the world will not use these things to thank God or glorify God.
但我们要知道，那是神正在发怒的时候。
We need to know that God is angry.
而我们将荣耀归给神的时候，我们就讨了神的喜悦。
If we glorify God, we give the honor back to God. God, we please God.
我们来看这个第四点，神显明对人的任凭。
Let's look at the fourth point. God reveals his abandonment of man.
这里的经文是比较长，我就不读了。大家自己可以看一下，我们节约一些时间。
I will skip the scripture reading for these. It's too long.
我们看到这个二十四节、二十六节，这里经文当中出现了两个任凭。其实还有这个二十八节也有一个任凭。
From verse 24 to and 26, we see God gave them over. Verse 21 has one more.
不过我们这次没有时间分享，我们下一次分享二十八节。
We don't have time to share the content of verse 28.
我们读了这个经文以后呢，我们应该非常清楚地知道，这是人的罪。
After we read these scriptures, we should know very clearly that these are human sins.
有淫乱的罪，还有非常时髦的同性恋的罪。
The sin of homosexuality.
那么这些罪呢，无论是旧约还是新约，都是被神严严所禁止的罪。
These things are forbidden by God in both the Old and New Testament.
我们看到这里有神的任凭，这个任凭是什么意思呢？
We see God gave them over. What does that mean?
这个任凭就是神拿去了对人犯罪的一个限制，让你往错误的地方走，甚至有神带着怒气往让你往这个错谬的方向走。
This letting go means that God has removed the restrictions on people's sin, even when God is in anger and still lets you go in the wrong direction.
我们来看另外一节经文。
Let's look at the other verse.
罗马书四章二十五节，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
Romans 4, verse 25, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
这里耶稣交给人、是交给、这个字是神主动将耶稣交出去的。
Here Jesus was delivered over to men because God took the initiative to hand Jesus over.
这个交给在原文当中呢，这个罗马书的这个任凭它原文是一个字。
God took the initiative to hand Jesus over is the same as the other verse.
所以如果是执意犯罪和神罪作对的话，神会让送他一程，让他这个凭着他 自己的这个、自由去行。
So if a person insists on sinning against God, God will leave him alone.According to his own free will.
有人说，我们看见很多不信的恶人、不信神的恶人，他们在事业上、非常发达，非常成功，地位也非常稳固。
Some people say, we see many evil people who do not believe in God. They have prosperous careers, success, and even stable positions.
弟兄姐妹，你不要羡慕。
Brothers and sisters, do not be envious.
因为那是神的任凭。
Because God gave them over.
这是神的发怒。
This is God's wrath.
因为人的结局不仅仅是在地上的时间，还有离开世界以后的事情。
Because the end of a person is not just the time on earth, but also what happened after he leaves this world.
路加福音十六章中、有一个不幸的一个大财主，在地上的时候是非常有钱，生活富足。
The rich unbelieving man in Luke 16 had money and a prosperous life.
但是死了以后呢?
But what happened after he died?
他在地狱里哀哭切齿。
He weeps and gnashes his teeth in hell.
所以当恶人发达的时候，那正是神向他发怒的时候。
So when a wicked person becomes prosperous, that is when God is angry with him.
这一点我们不要被蒙蔽了。
We should not be deceived at this point.
我们读了这个任凭的意思以后，我们就要领受这个属灵的一个教训。
We should have a spiritual understanding of letting go.
我们更不应该去羡慕他们。
And we should not envy them.
那么 这里讲的两个任凭，一个是讲的男女淫乱的，那后者是讲的是同性恋的事情。
The abandonment discussed two things here. One is about sexual immorality, and the other is about homosexuality.
旧约也这样的事情，新约也有这样的事情，现在更有这样的事情，那么这都是性犯罪。
There are such things in the Old and New Testament, and even more so now. They are all sexual-related sins.
而且这个末世的时代更是越来越猖獗。
It is becoming more and more out of control in the last days.
婚姻出轨的在全世界已经是见怪不怪的一件事情。
Marriage cheating is so common around the world.
我曾经帮助过、这个处理教会原来一个婚姻出轨问题的一个家庭。
I once helped dealing with a family in the previous church that had marital problems.
那个人的这个那个弟兄的这个外面的这个小三。他竟然一点也不为拆毁人家的家庭有一点点的悔意。
The mistress didn't have any regret for breaking up others' family.
他竟然说我比他太太年轻漂亮。
She even said that I was younger and prettier than his wife.
我是优胜劣汰。
I am a winner.
你看这个作恶的人还理直气壮，这是这个日光之下真的是没有新鲜的事情。
No remorse or repent. There is nothing new under the sun.
我们在二十六节看到神对这个同性恋的人男女都是采取任凭。
In verse 26, God gave them over for the homosexuality.
男女性别的确定是根据出生时候的生理性别，而非心理的一个认同。
The determination of male and female gender is based on the biological sex at birth, not the gender of the psychological identity.
当性别混乱的时候，婚姻、家庭和社会都会偏离神所创造的次序。
When gender confusion occurs, marriage, family, and society deviate from the order God has created.
所以同性恋和变性，他们都是违背神的创造，违背人性，破坏婚姻、这个家庭和社会的秩序。
Therefore, homosexuality and transgenderism violates God's creation, violates human nature, and destroy the order of marriage, family, and society.
是神所恨恶的大罪。
These are major sins that God hates.
必然招致神的审判的。
And will inevitably lead to God's judgment.
其实这些淫乱的、搞同性恋的，他们的身上已经有神的报应。
In fact, these promiscuous and homosexual people have already received retribution from God.
他们有性病、有艾滋病的机会比别人高出好多好多。
The chances of them contracting sexual transmitted diseases and AIDS are astonishingly high.
有一个学者在采访中说，他说同性恋的人，他说全球他是平均下来一般也只能活到五十岁左右。
One scholar said in an interview that homosexual people generally only live up to 50 years old.
弟兄姐妹，今天的美国和世界对 LGBT 大唱赞歌。
Brothers and sisters, America and the world are singing praises of LGBT today.
在今年这个复活节，美国总统为这个跨性别日可见日，他说为跨性别可见日。
With the President of the United States declaring Transgender Visibility Day on Easter this year.
在刚刚过去的法国奥运会的开幕式，那些变性人模仿最后的晚餐，我们都应该知道这些事情了。
At the opening ceremony of the French Olympics that has just passed, we all have seen that shapeshifters imitating the Last Supper.
我不知道你看了以后你会发怒吗？
I wonder if you're angry after watching it.
这是不是公然在亵渎我们的主耶稣基督？
Is this a blasphemy against the Lord our Jesus Christ?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有想过？
Brothers and sisters, have we thought about?
我们的神好像没有从天上降下火来除掉这些污秽的事情吗？
Our God doesn't seem to send fire from heaven to get rid of these filthy things.
但是我们读了这段经文，我们要知道一件事情。
But when we read these passages, we need to know one thing.
神任凭他们。
That God gave them over.
就是在天上对他们发出了神的愤怒。
God gave them over to shameful lust from the heaven.
神的任凭就是神的怒气。
God's gave them over is the God's wrath.
神的怒气正在发作。
God's wrath is rising.
我们基督祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，你是造物的主。我们借着今天的经文，我们看到你不仅仅是爱我们的主，你更是一个对罪恶发怒的神。我们求主帮助我们在地上有限的年日里面，多多的将福音传给那些还没有得的救恩的这些灵魂，让他们听到的是全备的福音，在这个弯曲变昧的时代能够传扬福音真道，让更多的灵魂能够来愿意归向你，赐给我们更多的属天的能力，能够来抵挡世界的淫乱和污秽，为主做美好的见证，等候主的再来。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告 是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。